أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that those people who had committed sins and are completely drowned in sin, from all sides there are only sins around them, and that is the condition of a non-believer, that he does no righteous deeds, he only commits sins. For those people, Allah says, is the fire of Jahannam, and in there they will remain forever. With regard to أَحَاطَتْ بِهِ خَطِيئَتُهُ, that his sins has surrounded him, that is drowning him in his sins. Various explanations are given that a person is not sorrowful of any wrong that he does. That is one explanation. The other is that there isn't iman in his life, so whatever he does, all that has got no value because he hasn't got iman. So he has only got guna, and Jahannam is for such people. On the other hand, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, or جو ایمان لائے, or عمل کیے نیک, and those people who brought iman and did all the righteous deeds, fulfilled the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, stayed away from all that which Allah has made haram, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ, وَهِي هِي جَنَّةِ كِ رِحْنِ وَالِي, these are those that will remain in Jannat forever and ever. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, وہ اسی میں ہمیشہ رہیں گے, and they will enjoy and stay in Jannat forever and ever. Ulama have written from here, there are four conditions and four types of people. One is a person who has got iman and he has done righteous deeds. Gunas all make, he made tawbah from all his gunas. So in other words, he dies with no gunas, with iman and with all his righteous deeds. This person goes straight to Jannat and stays forever and ever in Jannat. On the other hand, is a person who hasn't got iman and hasn't got any good deeds also. This person dies and he goes straight to Jahannam, and he will stay forever and ever in Jahannam. May Allah protect us all from that. The third is a person who has got iman and he has got gunas also on him. He did not make tawbah before he dies, and he died with that gunas, and Allah did not make him maaf also. Then he will have to first go to Jahannam, burn for all the gunas till he becomes purified, and then he will be taken to Jannat, and he will enjoy then Jannat forever and ever thereafter. But forget being one split second in Jahannam, just the thought of Jahannam. If we just think of the terrible, terrible punishments of Jahannam, the thought of it is also so, so serious, we cannot think of it. Those are the three types. And the fourth type are those people that have got no iman, but they do good deeds. Like many kuffar do good deeds. They, for example, help out people, various types of charities. They look after animals also, but without iman. That also is not going to help them in the least. But the good that they do, Allah is most fair and most kind. He pays them out for that in this world. He gives them their return in this world, but in the akhirat they get nothing whatsoever. And that is like just an imitation. Like you have an imitation, you have a picture of a lion, a picture of something. It's not reality. So their amal, their good deeds, without iman is also just an imitation. It is just an outward form. It has got no reality. So all this boils down basically to iman. And iman is the greatest gift Allah has given a person. And today, shaitan's attack is directly on our iman. We have been already weakened. We know how weak we are in our amal. We know how many gunas we commit. But now shaitan's attack is directly on our iman. And that iman, Allah gave it to us free of charge. It's a gift from Allah Ta'ala. Whether a person was born in a Muslim home or whether he reverted to Islam, it is just a gift from Allah Ta'ala. Now our prime concern must be to look after this iman. This iman is, one is that we have this iman, and a person, waliyazu billah, may Allah protect us all. From his own side, he says, I'm no more a Muslim. In other words, he becomes a murtad. Na'uzu billah, Allah protect us all. That is a thing we save us. The other is, we don't say that, but we do actions which nullify our iman. One is, a person is traveling in a foreign country, he's got his passport, and voluntarily he throws his passport away. That person will have problems all the time. And one person is, he did not throw his passport away, but he lost it somewhere. Involuntarily. It fell down, somebody stole it, whatever. So just like that, our iman, if it is lost, if we have lost it, if shaitan has stolen it, and then we are now without the passport of iman, we are also in a very dangerous condition. And this will be, as long as we are living, we are thinking we got iman. But if we lost it, and at the time of mort, we see that we haven't got iman, it will be a very, very sad condition. So therefore, we must be very concerned about our iman, our families. Today we are worried about a lot of other things. We are worried, I must not get the virus, justified for that. But how much of us are worried about our iman? If I die from the virus, I'm very worried about that. But if I have to die without iman, then what is my condition? The greatest concern must be of this iman. And one of the greatest way, easiest way to protect this iman is regularly to make shukr for this iman which Allah has given us. Because Allah has promised, if you make shukr, I will increase you. And then all our other amal, inshallah, by the barakat of shukr, will also fall into place. Our namazes, our character, our business dealings, when our iman becomes stronger, then all these things will also be corrected. And for that iman to become stronger, we have got the great, great gift of making shukr. And in fact, shaitan also said that I will come to people from the right and the left, from the front and the back. In other words, I will attack them in all ways, and I will overpower them, but those people who make shukr, I won't be able to overpower them. So making shukr is a very, very great gift. So Allah give us tawfiq to make regularly shukr for this great gift of iman, appreciate what we have got, and this is our greatest and main asset that we have got. Everything else can be sacrificed for iman, but iman cannot be sacrificed for anything else whatsoever. So Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate, and in fact we were supposed to be those people that we teach the people of the world the value of iman. But unfortunately we are learning from them the value of dunya. And we are learning from them the things of dunya. Instead of teaching them the value of iman, we are benefiting them, we are learning from them all the things about this dunya. May Allah guide us to righteousness, as long as we still have got life, to make our iman, worry about our akhirah, about our qabr, and that is forever and ever. May Allah guide us to righteousness.